Hello everyone, welcome to Nerd Stalker again. This is Adolfo for Rhonda. Just an update. I figured, why not update everyone on applications? What I've been using lately, what have you been using lately? For instance, this application Audioboo, I'm falling back into again. I really enjoy using it. Really quick and convenient way for adding posts. For those of you that want to share your thoughts, or you have a blog or something like that, a small company, or a small business, or even a big business. It's a great format to do so. Podcasting. I've been playing with Overcast. Everyone seems to be in love with it. I've had hit or miss success with it myself, so I'm trying to kind of figure out why everyone loves it so much. I would love to control the ability per podcast for it, much like just the stock podcasting app on Apple, to download them. Like, I don't want to download all of them all the time, so that it would hinder me from subscribing to podcasts to take up a bunch of the memory on my phone. So that's another thing. Been using, Twitter, Buffer mainly more, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat not so much. Now that Instagram has pretty much stolen all its features, it's just not a very sticky application for myself. Perhaps I'm not the demographic. Facebook I've been using, so-so. And this is pretty much on the phone. Thus far, Todoist on the phone I've been using quite a bit. Let's see what else. T-Mobile Tuesdays, if you're a T-Mobile user, I've been using that quite a bit. Facebook Messenger sometimes, just for the one Facebook friend who uses it, or two. Otherwise, just regular old messages works great. I have only one friend that actually uses Twitter as the messaging, direct messaging app to get a hold of me, which is kind of mind-numbing, that someone would do that. And let's see, what else do I use all the time? I'm looking here. That's about it, really. There's not a whole much. I'm not a big, heavy sort of, mobile sort of app user. Banking app, of course. Feedly, I like a lot on iOS. Let's see, what else? It's about it. Now, obviously YouTube, Amazon, Netflix for my entertainment. The Google Calendar, actually, app on iOS is really nice. And let's go to my OS X machine. And I use Chrome pretty much exclusively. Todoist on OS X is fantastic. Sketch I use. I would love to find something else besides Sketch, but I love Sketch just because I'm afraid Evernote's going to kill it off eventually. Let's see, something that's a go-to. Messages, obviously, is sort of my go-to messaging application. Web apps, Gmail, Yahoo Mail, that kind of thing. YouTube I love, but that's just more just like a website. And that's about it. Let's see, Backblaze I use as my sort of primary backup, cloud backup storage, and really my primary backup tool, period. I really don't see a reason to have any sort of local storage. That's just me, though, because I'm doing daily backups of everything, and it gets all the deltas. So, in a pinch, I know it's redundant and all good, but that's just me. Let's see, what else here? Google Photos. Google Photos, I neglected to mention, on both iOS and OS X is great. Google Photos is the standard, in my opinion, now for photos, storage, and everything. It's unlimited storage, super convenient, super smart. I really, can't understand why anyone would use anything else. Flux is always sort of a go-to for all you people that care about your circadian rhythms and things like that. Alfred I have, but I just don't use. So I don't know why I have it. It's just one of those applications you just kind of have and you'd never use. I would love to play around with Siri on OS X, but I just haven't really played with it yet. I don't really use it all that much on my phone as well. I'm starting to, just to sort of turn on and off like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi when I leave the house and enter my car, kind of thing. But that's about it. So in Waze too. Waze is my go-to GPS. And Trello on OS X, which is a web app basically, is I'm falling back into using quite a bit now that I'm getting deeper into Kanban, and it's just working for me much better. I'm really kind of struggling with Todoist a bit to try to implement GTD with that. I'm trying to make it work. Other people swear by it, so it must be me doing something wrong. Perhaps not. I don't know. So I got to fiddle with that more. But I'm falling back into Trello quite a bit. And by Trello's limitations, has me looking into Favro again, favro.com, which is another sort of Kanban solution. And that's kind of where I'm at. And I'd love to hear what you guys are using out there. What's your go-to apps and websites and web apps and etc. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. And you can find us at nerdstalker.com and on YouTube. Just look for Nerdstalker TV. Do a search for that. All good. Adolfo at Aferond on Twitter. Really, at Nerdstalker on Twitter is where you'll find me and all the places. Thanks.